In the bright kingdoms of the rising sun, all is a birth into a power of light. All here deformed guards there its happy shape. Here all is mixed and marred, there pure and whole. Yet each is a passing step, a moment's phase. Awake to a greater truth beyond her acts, the mediatrix sat and saw her works and felt the marvel in them and the force, but knew the power behind the face of time. She did the task, obeyed the knowledge given. Her deep heart yearned towards great ideal things, and from the light looked out to wider light. A brilliant hedge drawn round her narrowed her power. Faithful to her limited sphere she toiled, but knew its highest, widest seeing was a half search, its mightiest acts a passage or a stage. For not by reason was creation made, and not by reason can the truth be seen, which through the veils of thought, the screens of sense, hardly the spirit's vision can descry, dimmed by the imperfection of its means. The little mind is tied to little things. Its sense is but the spirit's outward touch, half-waked in a world of dark inconscience. It feels out for its beings and its forms, like one left fumbling in the ignorant night. In this small mold of infant mind and sense, desire is a child heart's cry, crying for bliss. Our reason only a toy's artificer, a rule maker in a strange stumbling game. But she her dwarf aids knew, whose confident sight a bounded prospect took for the far goal. The world she has made is an interim report of a traveller towards the half-found truth in things, moving twixt nescience and nescience. For nothing is known while aught remains concealed. The truth is known only when all is seen. Attracted by the all that is the one, she yearns towards a higher light than hers. Hid by her cults and creeds, she has glimpsed God's face. She knows she has but found a form, a robe, but ever she hopes to see him in her heart and feel the body of his reality. As yet a mask is there and not a brow. Although sometimes two hidden eyes appear, reason cannot tear off that glimmering mask. Her efforts only make it glimmer more. In packets she ties up the indivisible, finding her hands too small to hold vast truth. She breaks up knowledge into alien parts, or peers through cloud wreck for a vanished sun. She sees, not understanding what she has seen, through the locked visages of finite things, the myriad aspects of infinity. One day the face must burn out through the mask. Our ignorance is wisdom's chrysalis. Our error weds new knowledge on its way. Its darkness is a blackened knot of light. Thought dances hand in hand with nescience on the grey road that winds towards the sun. Even while her fingers fumble at the knots which bind them to their strange companionship, into the moments of their married strife sometimes break flashes of the enlightening fire. Even now great thoughts are here that walk alone. Armed they have come with the infallible word in an investiture of intuitive light that is a sanction from the eyes of God. Announcers of a distant truth they flame, arriving from the rim of eternity. A fire shall come out of the infinitudes. A greater gnosis shall regard the world, crossing out of some far omniscience on lustrous seas from the still wrapped alone to illumine the deep heart of self and things. A timeless knowledge it shall bring to mind, its aim to life, to ignorance its close.